Well, it is a pleasure to welcome in for the first time to Press Row, Nick Kroll, the Cincinnati Reds general manager. He's had that role for more than a year, but he's been in the organization a bit longer than that. Nick, thank you so much for joining us. You're in town to see the Lookouts. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right. I was reading something from the Inquirer a year ago, I guess, at your hiring that said at one time you were a bat boy for the Oakland A's. Was that this rags to riches? How do you go from being a bat boy to a GM?
A lot of hard work. I worked in the minor league organization for the A's for a little bit, and then I ended up getting the job as a baseball operations intern. And when I got the job, it was back then when they didn't pay you very much, so I had to take a second job to be able to do that. And they needed somebody to work in the clubhouse and somebody specifically to be the bat boy. So I had clubhouse experience before, so they were like, it was just a natural fit. So it was a great experience.
Nice. All right, how would you assess the first few months? I mean, you know the history. Chattanooga and Cincinnati were partnered from 1988 all the way through 2008, so a 21-season relationship. Back together again, how would you assess the first few months with your AA affiliate?
No, it's been great. I mean, we were really happy to get back into Chattanooga. It's a great city, a great place to play. Great organization, front office that we work with. So it was just a natural fit for us to come back here.
And I know, I mean, I would think the best thing about Chattanooga is the proximity. Just shooting up I-75 to Cincinnati is a great relationship both ways. But it is a facility that this is season number 20. What do you think of the ballpark, and is it feasible for the near future? Because I obviously there's talk about wanting to build a new one.
Yeah, I think everybody would love to have a new one. That's new parks are awesome. I think we're here now. This is what we have, and doing a great job. The Chattanooga Lookout staff is doing a great job with the existing facility, and it's good crowds, and it's a lot of fun.
All right, if you go back to the start of this season, obviously Cincinnati didn't get a great start out of the gate. I mean, it just seemed like scoring a run at all was quite the labor. But you look, and this is a team that has been very resilient. No one is running away and hiding in that NL Central. Not too long ago, you swept the Houston Astros. How would you assess the way things are going with the big league club?
You know, there have been some ups and some downs. We started out of the gate 1-8, which was definitely not ideal. And we've really battled. We've really, crawled back, to get 4 games under 500. I want to say we've lost about 25-ish 1-2-run games, which has been frustrating. But overall, the pitching staff has been awesome. The offense is coming around. Yasiel Puig is hitting better over the last couple weeks. We're putting up more and more runs. So that's been good. We've got a plus 48 run differential. So, when you look at our team, our record should be about 9 games better than we should. We've got some unlucky breaks, but I think this club has played pretty well so far for the most part. We got to start winning some more games though. I mean, that's the bottom line. We got to squeak out some wins and get back in this thing.
Nick, we were talking when we were setting up the show early in the 3 o'clock hour that we were going to have you on and brought up the fact that both Cincinnati and Pittsburgh are 36-40. And like you said, you've got a plus 48 run differential and Pittsburgh's got a minus 72. That is just a mind boggling stat.
Yeah, no, it really is. When you see that, it gives me hope to say, look, this club has definitely played better than the win loss record. But at the end of the day, again, you got to win the games, and that's our goal is to hopefully we can win some more games and get back in this thing in short order.
You're listening to Nick Kroll, the Cincinnati Reds GM, who's in town to watch the Chattanooga Lookouts, the AA affiliates of Cincinnati. You're listening to Nick here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Nick, you've worked your way up through the last two decades in baseball, overcoming what a lot of people would say were impossible odds to be the GM of one of the 30 Major League Baseball teams. What is the biggest thing you thought, the misnomer of being a GM of a baseball team. What is the biggest surprise to you about your job?
Wow, that's a great question. I'm not really sure there's a surprise. I mean, you work in this game long enough, and you see a lot of things. You know the time commitment. You know the relationships that you have to build. So I wouldn't say there's anything that's a shocking surprise. There's some oddities when you get recognized at the grocery store. That's your kids are like, who is that? And I don't know.
Sorry. Right.
So that's it. I guess I'll take that as the surprise.
All right. A quick side question because I got a couple more baseball related. Were you at the game last night?
I was. Yes.
Okay. Did you happen to see the really good-looking fella throw out the second first pitch that was right down the middle?
I will lie and say yes.
Okay, thank you. Well, I'm 48, and it was right down the chute. It may not. It was high 40s, low 50s, maybe. Do you think I've got a shot? Are you going to like put a scout on me anytime soon?
Hey, if we can get pitching from anywhere, we're going to get it. So hey, just keep throwing, and we'll hopefully have a scout for you soon.
Skyline Chili, friend or foe?
You know what? So my wife is from Cincinnati, or she's from Northern Kentucky, where we live. Skyline is fine. I actually like Dixie Chili, which is a smaller place close to where we live. There's a slight variation, but I actually like the chili. So,
what do you look for, talent or persistence in a prospect?
Both. You have to have both. I mean, if you don't,
got to pick
both,
one,
you're
Nick. You got to pick one. Which where would you err?
Everybody in minor league baseball has talent. That's why they got here. But they have to be persistent to get to the big leagues and stick in the big leagues. So I'll take persistence.
Thank you, buddy.
You're listening to Nick Kroll, the Cincinnati Reds general manager, who's in town to watch the Chattanooga Lookouts. Of course, back in the day, Joey Votto came up through Chattanooga, had a great season here in 2006 where he hit .319. What has Joey Votto, because like I said, you've been with the organization more than just your year plus as GM. What has Joey Votto meant to that organization?
Joey's a tremendous guy. I mean, he's a guy that the determination in his at-bats, I mean, he's a model of what your last question was about persistence. He thinks about hitting and playing baseball all the time. He's been an unbelievable, not just player, but worker at his craft. It's been fun to watch Joey, go through the years and just become the player that he has become, and have an understanding for the game on the level he does. It's been so much fun to watch. He's been such an impact to not just our organization, but the Cincinnati community and fans as well.
All right, and Nick, it's no secret one of the biggest topics in baseball all year have been the foul ball incidents. I mean, every one of them that happens now is going to be under the microscope. Just kind of your reaction. I know the Chicago White Sox have come out saying they're going to take their netting all the way down to the foul poles. I think Washington and Texas have said they're going to extend it a little more from where they are. What is kind of your take about where we are with that aspect of the game?
Yeah, no, I've seen it. I've seen it on TV. You see the hard hit balls that are down the line. It's tough to see. You hate seeing a fan get hit. I know hockey put in the nets in the NHL all around when something happened there. So it's one of those deals where I think that. You look at it, you hate to see that stuff happen, and hopefully we can find ways to prevent it.
All right, Nick, when we have great guests like you, we love to close with just a rapid fire first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, you were born right after the Big Red Machine, so who would be your favorite Reds player growing up?
I've told him this, Johnny Bench. My first model catching mitt was a Johnny Bench catching mitt, and I still have it somewhere.
Who's the most famous former Oakland A's bat boy, you or MC Hammer?
Oh, definitely MC Hammer, not even close.
What is your favorite feature about the great American ballpark?
Ooh, that's a good one. I guess I really like how they built the riverboat deck, which was an add-on after they first built the stadium. The riverboat deck is just kind of encompasses the riverboats and the history of Cincinnati. And you know, I'm a history nerd, so I kind of like that. It's a neat aspect.
Better movie, Moneyball or Trouble with the Curve?
Oh, Moneyball.
that was not a delayed answer. All right, what about who would you say is the biggest rival of Cincinnati Reds fans?
I would say it's you know, the Cubs are in first place right now, so it's the Cubs. You know, I think that you have to the biggest rival is the team you got to beat, and that's it. I think that the NL Central in and of itself is a there's rivalries with Pittsburgh, St. Louis, Milwaukee, and Chicago, but I'll go with the Cubs since they're in first right now.
All right, when you tried to walk onto the LSU baseball team, did you ever think you would get to this place in this sport?
You know, I always wanted to do this. You know, LSU, I'm actually walking around with my LSU visor on right now. I loved going to LSU. I really wanted to play baseball there. But my ultimate goal was to get into a front office and work in a front office in a Major League Baseball team. That was my goal. Funny story, the guy who, I was a catcher and tried to walk on, and two of the guys that were ahead of me that played, they were in the big leagues. And one of the guys who didn't really play as much, but he was on the team. He's the assistant GM in Texas. So I joke with him all the time. I said about it. So yeah, this is something that we wanted to do growing up.
Nick, of course, it gets it stays colder in Cincinnati than it does down here in Chattanooga as the season starts. But what Michigan's on the verge of doing? They're one win away from becoming the first Big Ten team to win a College World Series title since 1966. How amazed are you by that, given the cold weather that's up there that time of year at the start of a college baseball season?
No, it definitely is. It's an amazing feat. I know Barry Larkin's a Michigan guy, so he's definitely rooting for them. I think it's great. I mean, I think that, you know, baseball being played by as many people as possible and growing the game is awesome, and seeing the Michigan fans root for that school is just really cool. So, good luck to them.
What one prospect did you see in your time as a scout or even now as a GM? That you looked at and went, oh my God, that guy cannot miss?
I would say probably Chris Bryant. I remember seeing him in the and I texted one of our guys and I said, hey, you know, if a guy's got 80 power right now, how do you project on that? So he was an incredible player.
All right, well, Nick, listen, thank you so much for taking the time. Congratulations on the success you've had vocationally, and we hope you have a wonderful stay in Chattanooga, and we thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row.
Thanks, guys. It's a great town. I really enjoyed here.
All righty, Nick Kroll, the Cincinnati Reds general manager, joining us here on Press Row. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to ESPN 105.1 The Zone.